Hello and welcome to the third episode of Football Twaddle. So I have along with me Saru, I'm Arush, and we have our guest for today, Tanuj Baru. Hi Tanuj.
What's up?
Hello, what's up?
So Baru, let's start with how things changed in last 1 week.
Oh, I don't know, man. I mean, well, we got off to a good start. I mean, it was a very scrappy match, at least for Arsenal. I mean, West Ham was just...
But they played really well in the first half, Arsenal.
We played well in the first half, even in the last match, man. But it's the scoreline at the end that matters, right? But yeah, I mean, we played pretty well. Although the last 5-10 minutes of the Crystal Palace match were crazy.
Oh.
Crystal Palace were like, we'll score. We'll score. I tell you, we're going to score right now. And Arsenal was like, just clearing the ball. It felt like school football all over again. You know how you used to play, like the ball just goes back, the defenders just close their eyes and just kick it away.
Huh, that's exactly how it was. Anyway, the match of the weekend, 3-0, Everton beat Southampton. What a match that was.
Super Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah, no one expected Everton to beat Southampton 3-0. It was not a close match, people expected.
I mean, even with a cocky manager. Like
yeah,
<that.
laughs> Roberto Martinez. Disregarding players, everything, in spite of that.
What all that medical staff thing Martinez has going on right now.
And the team which played well in the first half actually won. So everything.
Yeah, exactly. And the second half, they didn't do anything, Everton, being Everton, you know.
So, okay, 3-0. Let's tag two other teams also. City,
oh yeah, there was this little known match. I think, was it? Did anyone watch that? City versus Chelsea?
I mean, I heard manager say it was of no consequence, so I started watching something else.
What, Kyunki Saaspi ka wo is still on?
Jhalak dikla ja.
Season 23.
But yeah, City versus Chelsea, what a match. I don't think anyone expected a 3-0 score.
Well, I expected a 2-1.
Exactly, that's what we spoke in the last podcast.
Yes.
It'll be 2-1.
Ultimately, we did have 3 goals, but
yeah,
it was a bit lopsided.
Anyway, I don't care.
So, Arush, I mean, what do you think went wrong, man?
Yeah, what do you
think
went wrong?
Why City win, man?
Yeah, why
did City win?
How did City win? Why only 3-0?
I think the biggest reason of City winning is finally we realized that we had to give a birthday cake to Yaya Touré, and he showed that what is he actually made of.
Yeah, I mean, why couldn't you do it last
year?
That was actually moment of the match, seriously.
If only Arsene knew during those trials. Yeah. All we have to give him is the chocolate cake. That's it. This wouldn't have happened.
But yeah, on a serious note, I think City really played well. Really played well.
Yeah.
But only 3?
Only 3. I mean, even Chelsea fans are like, come on, we got off easy. Are you like slipping away the title now?
I mean, I really think, I mean, these guys are slacking off.
I think this is done.
Or was it like a really good day at the office for Begovic?
Yeah,
I think he'd be pretty, you know, like chilled out, and he's like, yeah, it's only 3 goals.
Exactly. So the answer, if Courtois comes back, that's it. Even the 3 won't have
actually had it not been for him, I think it would have been 5-0.
Exactly.
It would have been actually a 30-second goal.
You're saying had it
I
not
think Aguero been, fucked up in that one rather than
you're saying had it not been for a goalkeeper, it would have been 5-0.
No, but yeah,
goalkeepers, what's that?
Yeah.
No, but come on guys, seriously, you cannot deny City really played well.
They did
in the first half.
All I'm saying is that they didn't play well enough.
Oh, so we have 2 Mourinhos now. Like,
yeah, they didn't play well. Anyway, Mourinho has to lose with a player starting with the letter P. As a manager, starting with the letter P. So Pellegrini did nothing special. He did something what Pardew did, Pulis did, or who else. So, and he's playing Pardew and Pulis next week. So it doesn't matter. According to numerology, Mourinho is going to win only after the 4th game.
Okay.
So is this something like Daruwala predicted, like
exactly
last season?
His last 7 losses in the Premier League and the Cup, if you add, have been with managers whose name starts with P.
Seriously?
Yes.
What about Arsene Wenger?
Where? Last matches in the league and... Oh. Community Shield is not a cup, right? What is it? It's like a...
It's a major cup. Because,
Oh, he's Arsene P. Wenger.
You didn't know?
I didn't know. What is it? P.
It's Parson, man. The P is silent. It's French, dude. Everything is silent.
Parson. Le Parson.
Parson.
But yeah, surprisingly, I think finally Mangala played well. Finally.
Actually, he's like,
yes. Mangala played well. They're like, no, he has to go to Valencia. We are getting. So this was a rumor going on while the match was happening, that Mangala is is gone and Otamendi is coming in. And just after the match, they're like, no, we never thought of that deal. You know, we never wanted Mangala to leave.
don't say anything, Valencia. Shut up. And Valencia's already got it on its Twitter feed or something.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome, Mangala.
Man City agree a £40 million fee for Otamendi.
Was that the reason Joe Hart was talking to Mangala in the beginning of the match? Like, bhai, ye tera aakhri match hai.
Anyway, I'm convinced Mourinho did not win the first two matches to get Pedro and to get Baba Rahman. That is the only reason. Imagine, he called Pedro supposedly after the loss straight. He said, Pedro, we need you at Chelsea. Pedro said bye to his teammates on Monday and Tuesday night is there.
What is this, drunk ex calling or something? Oh, Pedro!
Before that, he got
the...
Before that, he got Pedro's friend, Fabregas, to call him on Friday. Ki, what's happening? Are you going to Man U or not? As soon as he said, I don't know.
I don't know. I think this, more than Chelsea, this is a Man U thing.
Exactly. Yeah, we haven't spoken anything about Man U in the first
episode.
Let's talk only about Man U for the next 2-3 minutes.
Like, Pedro didn't even choose to go to... when was the last time somebody say a no to Man U?
Didn't they just... Sergio Ramos, he just said two, three weeks ago.
So Ramos is again gone.
Yeah, we have a phone ringing as well right now.
But who's that? Mangala?
My grandma.
Yo.
My phone is in silent. Oh, Facebook Messenger actually doesn't listen to your phone settings.
So proves that we do everything unedited.
Yes, including talk about Man U. Can we please talk about Man U? Why is Pedro not going to Man U?
Even Otamendi was going to Man U first, right?
Yes.
Everybody was going to Man U, I'm telling you. Every big transfer this season was first linked with Man U and then nobody's gone there.
But they still bought 5 players.
Who?
Memphis Depay, Schweinsteiger, Schneiderling.
I think this was before the season started, right?
Yeah.
So everyone is like, oh, Man U to must team hai, bhai.
Yeah, then they saw, arre, goal, shot on goal bhi nahi hai. What is this team?
But I think they're playing really boring football.
It's so boring. One shot, two matches, and they both win the match.
But yeah, Rooney's still the striker, right?
No one knows.
Oh, what defender? Kya hai? Aajkal kya hai?
He just plays in front of everyone. I mean, if you call a striker, at least the position is of a striker.
He plays in front of every other Man U player, running around every other player, not even collecting the ball.
Gyeongchang, ball nahi hai.
Hey, Gyeongtak, Rooney, Gyeongtak. But I know, I mean, I think what Man U did wrong is like, they sent the wrong striker to Turkey.
Yes.
Van Persie is actually on a better... Oh, he's still taking...
Yeah, he's like, who is this?
Tunche.
No, that's FC City Pune. Not Man U.
But yeah, how is he doing? Any ideas? How is Van Persie doing?
I'm not even sure if he started. What I do know is that Podolski scored on debut.
Oh, so the league has started Turkey's
league. Yeah, it has started. No, because I know how it started is that this guy, his selfies stopped coming for like 90 minutes.
Who, Podolski?
Podolski's selfies stopped coming. I was actually worried. I was like, kya, accident ho gaya. Fir dekha wo sala match chal raha tha uska, to isliye wo social network ruk gaya uska.
But doesn't he take selfie after the matches as well? He used to do
so
that.
So it's before and after, na? To beech mein hota nahi hai na. For that gap, since the season wasn't there, you don't expect this.
All you know is you're not substituted in between.
As usual?
Yes. So he just played.
That was different, I mean.
What else can we talk about Man U, guys? Come on. Is there...
What, aren't we done with the 2 minutes yet?
No, we can
Man
talk about
LVG, it. LVG,
I mean,
tactics?
That was the condition at the beginning that we started the podcast with. There's only 2 minutes for Man U.
So, okay, let's talk about LVG. Let's say that you're a Man U fan right now. Do you think Moyes was doing a better job or LVG?
LVG.
Moyes.
Well, now we have conversation going on, right?
Yeah.
Come on, debate, guys.
It was fun when Moyes was there, at least.
Yeah, how was it fun? It was actually even more boring than this.
Even Fellaini was boring when Moyes was there. Right?
Now
at least now he does something.
Yeah, he can score headers or he shows potential. Something he does. He doesn't start.
Why do you say Moyes is better?
Yeah. Give us a reason, Arush.
I mean,
why?
I just liked the change.
So even LVG was
even
a change
LVG
from, it's
change.
Like a double change.
Yeah.
No, that was a change after what, 2021 year. This is like...
Okay.
Oh, so you just...
So,
you like the first change, the second change...
So
you
think LVG was like just Chelsea-ing the whole situation?
Okay, so we have a new word. What is Chelsea-ing, Baru?
Oxford, are you listening? Chelsea-ing verb means not allowing your manager to stay for more than 2 seasons.
Yeah, so... But he's going to stay LVG. But Moyes to kitne? How he went out even less than 1 season, right?
Yeah.
Eight,
he lasted a season.
No. 8 months, 9 months. Then
yeah.
Ryan Giggs did a coup. And
exactly.
He said, I'll manage the last 3 matches or something.
So what do you think? Who's next? Is it If City say no to Pep, do you think Pep would come to United, or is it going to be Giggs?
No, so LVG's contract ends next season, and what they're saying is that probably
Giggs is going to step up or something.
No, no, they're waiting for Pep. No one is waiting for Giggs to step up.
No, I do think that Giggs might actually be like the long term answer.
Yeah, this is the whole thing.
I think it's too early for Giggs.
Really, he's already been like a part of the management team for like
20 years now.
Oh yeah.
He didn't let them retire him for like 4 years. But even isn't Vieira being trained by Man City to take over as manager one day?
Yeah, that is the point. But I do think that Vieira still has his eyes set on a certain earlier crush, Inter Milan.
Okay, fine. Let's move away from Manu now.
Oh, talking about coaching at Arsenal, apparently Thierry Henry is the new under-18 coach.
Yeah, I read that, but is that true?
I'm not sure. I mean, even I read the same thing.
Is it?
Yes.
Huh?
Apparently, so no one knows.
I thought he had a contract with Sky, right?
Really?
So
exactly.
Can you do two things at the same time?
He's still doing just one. Coaching Arsenal under-18 is not a thing, at least.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, is there any substance? Or is it like...
I don't know. I think the thing where the substance actually lies is that they saw him hanging around with the coaching staff during a match. Everyone does know that Henry really wants to be a part of Arsenal again. But yeah, the whole contract with Sky Sports, and I don't think he can actually legally or formally be a part of...
Are the rumors as true as Benzema coming to Arsenal?
I don't know what to say. I really think
there's more substance to Henry than Benzema coming to Arsenal. Is Arsenal buying anyone before we...
No, I think if Benzema actually will go to Arsenal, only when Man United tries to buy Benzema.
Benzema.
And then Benzema will go to Arsenal.
Come on, United. Let's do this.
Glory, glory, United.
Go, Woody.
Anyway, did anyone watch Liverpool play?
Yeah, I did. At least Benteke scored. And that's...
Wait, wasn't that goal like wrongly allowed? That was an offside goal.
He scored. I mean, come on. Look.
All
at
right, that. Fine. Liverpool won 1-0. And who is more boring right now, Manu or Liverpool?
Well, Liverpool have Balotelli, so
yeah.
I don't think you can call them boring.
Talking about Balotelli, I mean, what to say about him? I mean, everybody listening to the podcast,
millions of viewers,
would really want to do that, like... You don't leave your job and you get $1 million.
Exactly. What is this? He is so, getting...
I mean, that's why you're getting... But you don't work.
He's getting...
And you get your loyalty bonus. I mean...
Yeah. His loyalty bonus was basically based on only one thing. I won't leave you guys Liverpool in the summer. And I need
Twitter.
To get...
Has he even been on the bench for the first two matches?
No. I think he's training with under-21s or... I don't know. Like Victor Valdes, there you go, another Manu reference.
So now that's 2 minutes, 1 second.
On
Manu.
$1 million for just hanging out, and that's why he's not even asking them for a transfer. So he'll go in the winter season, he'll party his way through whatever he can do with Liverpool while practicing with under-21s. He'll ruin their academy. And
finally, when Brendan Rodgers realized I need some players, a lot of players are injured, let's go to academy. And then they see everybody sitting with Balotelli bloody smoking. And then he would have burned their cars and washrooms too, for sure.
Throwing firecrackers at academy players.
But I can't seriously think of any other player getting $1 million loyalty bonus for not leaving a club. I thought, wasn't Liverpool a big club?
Wasn't? What do you mean by wasn't?
Isn't Liverpool a big club?
Let's not go into history now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then it's not a big club.
But yeah, Liverpool, I mean, it does have the history attached to it, right? So maybe that's why Balotelli just wants to
hang around the under-21s.
But I think the next guy to lose his or her job after the Chelsea medical staff is for sure the Liverpool legal guy.
Yeah, I mean, what do you know, like, Rodgers walks into office one day and he's like, are you bank statement the guy? 8 million ka sir, wo loyalty clause tha
na. We have a loyalty program with Balotelli. Every 6 years, 1 year free.
Abbe, wo Jet Airways ka 1 million miles bola tha, maine tera pounds kar diya.
Can you guys think of any other player who got loyalty bonus
for sticking around?
Yes.
I think Bender got a loyalty bonus for getting out of Arsenal.
Yeah, thank God. Oh, by the way, sticking on to Liverpool, while the match was going on with Bournemouth, Kolo Touré was taking a selfie and posting it on Twitter. Selfie at home. was, he was not in the, is he, he's still a Liverpool player, right?
Yeah, I think he is.
Why is he taking selfie at home during the match?
Well, I think he's finally competing with Arsenal's legend Podolski.
And I think Kolo Touré is better than Lovren, as we've already spoken in the first episode.
Yeah, so at least he should be in the stadium. He probably was with under-21s as well.
But coming back to the point, you follow Touré on Twitter?
No. Someone retweeted it.
You follow people who follow Touré. There's no end to this. Let's not go there.
What do I do? I need some entertainment, man. Alright, fantasy football does... I mean, I used to play it till last year. Then I stopped because all my players either got injured or they used to never score a goal.
And what is this, Arsenal?
I actually did. I selected a lot of... I used to have Mertesacker always in my fantasy football team. Because I used to hope Arsenal somehow keeps a clean sheet. And Mertesacker was... Mertesacker was cheaper than a lot of quality defenders. So, I used to at least get the bonus of keeping clean sheets.
So, even though he is a quality defender, you're still cheaper than other quality
defenders. Yeah, he's a cheaper quality defender.
But he's a quality defender.
Yes, so... I
used to play it till like 2 years back. And so, last season was like a hiatus or something. It was my worst performance in like 10 years. And now I'm back.
Oh, who was in your team? Who was your captain?
My captain was Olivier Giroud.
Okay.
But my vice captain was Kompany.
Okay.
It's a pity that we don't get points for vice captains. I mean, I could write them a mail or something. You know, CEO ko mail na dono. That's what we do nowadays.
But
right?
Haven't they changed? Arey,
mera flip card mein chapli nahi aaye. Bansal.
On Facebook, no?
That was. Twitter, Facebook, anywhere. Bansal's like, abe ek aur aaya. Like, de lo yaar, free mein de lo.
So, who else did you have? Which are the smaller team players other than top 5?
I had Coleman.
Then? He won.
Small team. So.
Yeah.
But he got like, I think, 9 or 10 points or something. My keeper was again Peter Cech.
Oh.
Small team. Anyone from Chelsea? Talking about small team?
Yeah. I had two Chelsea defenders.
Oh.
They messed it up so bad. And Cahill. And Cahill was like, with
cotton
buds stuffed up his nostrils. He was like...
But be
happy.
Sahab,
Eva ka hai. Tu kya kar raha hai, bhai? Main saans kha sakunga, bhai.
But
these city guys are like the stuffing caught up. So like towards the end of the match, Costa actually walked up to Mourinho. You know, like waves his, wags his finger at him, and he's like just.
No, that was before half time.
No, that was after he got injured. So I mean, I did some expert lip reading, and from what I read out of that, it was like. Mino, beta. Eva mangta hai wapas. I'm sure. It,
but actually, Chelsea fans were chanting her name.
Not just Chelsea, City fans were chanting. Dude, I'm telling you, as I said in the beginning of the podcast, this is Mourinho's way of getting respect for the medical staff, his way of getting to the players.
Because suddenly people have noticed ki bhai.
Yeah, there's medical staff.
I mean, it's not like Eva didn't do enough for
hashtag
that.
Medical, hashtag doctor.
Anyway, given that you guys are such big fans, who is Arsenal's doctor? There you go. City's doctor.
I don't know, some joke.
They treated Chelsea players. Who is City's doctor?
Eva?
See,
bhai, Eva mangta hai.
There is only one doctor we all know, which is the Chelsea's doctor.
One Chelsea doctor. We've got only one Chelsea doctor.
Anyway, thank you, Mourinho. How do you even play fantasy football? Because
see, it's not... Honestly, fantasy football isn't that taxing on the person. All you have to do is like just watch all the matches, read all the news, stay up all night. That's it.
And then...
And then you
still
come first
win.
In your college
group
fantasy football league, which has nothing to offer.
Yeah, did you play the IPL fantasy league as well?
IPL?
Let's talk some cricket as well. Did you play IPL fantasy league?
IPL?
Alright. Moving on, I think Bundesliga will have more takers.
Oh yeah, I think. I mean, anything which is showing on Star Sports, I think will have more takers now.
I think these guys apply those Instagram filters on their football page. Because suddenly everything looks so nice to look
yeah,
at.
Yeah, they started running faster. They started abusing.
Yeah, everything looks cleaner. The commentary is much more lively. Even though it's the same guy from last year.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
It is. So did you guys watch any match? It was...
Dortmund
match.
Yeah.
Destroyed.
4-0. What
yeah.
a match.
But I think it's way too early. I mean, yeah, at least it's good to see Dortmund coming back into action.
I don't know. As a North Indian football fan, Bundesliga always makes me giggle first. Anyway.
Oh, wait, there's one important match we need to talk about. Sunderland versus Norwich. And this was a great match for only one reason. I think both the teams had about 300 passes in the match each. And both the teams had 130 misplaced passes and 112 misplaced passes. So they half the passes in the match was misplaced. How good?
I don't think they wanted to play that match.
If you, let's say you're playing football with your friends, how many passes will you misplace? 50% of them?
But yeah, actually that's bizarre. 50% is actually too high a number.
Yeah.
Did they have the same jersey color or something? It wasn't misplaced passes.
But what happened was that guy piche, would have passed it, okay, he passed it. Because even he had a misplaced pass, so he has to pass it to someone piche.
So it was just a chain reaction.
It just went on.
Okay. Yes, anyway, so now.
That's why you need to use a specific language for your team. Like gangsters in college, we had Marathi.
Yeah.
Arey, ball game ta kare.
Given that we're talking about misplaced passes, I think it's a very nice segue into ISL. let's talk about ISL.
No one ever thought that would happen. Talk about misplaced passes.
Yeah.
What's up with ISL?
Given that Ebue and was supposed to come to Pune City FC.
Arsenal legend.
So,
but who did we get instead? I mean, wait, I'm not a Pune fan. I'm just saying, like, ISL, India.
Yes, if anyone is listening, we basically are going to start a new section till the ISL starts to try and talk and at least learn more about each team and what they've done. So this week we've chosen Pune City FC.
And we'll start with the most
actually,
easy question.
I mean,
we'll
wait,
ask
let's correct things at the onset. It's actually FC Pune City.
FC Pune
not
City.
Pune City
FC.
It's no. FC Pune City.
Okay. We are
So I mean... You know,
all right.
We learn as we go on, right? Guys?
Exactly.
And I think just to make things easier, we'll ask you a very simple question. Guess what the name of the Pune City's home ground?
It's...
Wait. There's a clue.
We'll give you a hint. It's in Maharashtra.
Yeah, yes, you in the right chair. Sir, Chhatrapati Shivaji.
Yeah! Yes.
Is
so,
there anything in Maharashtra that's not named after like CS...
CST.
CSR.
Sahar International Airport.
Oh,
wait, that's ooh. Chhatrapati Shivaji International Terminal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I actually was there for a second. I was like, seriously, man? How did they miss this one out?
I think just Dadar Station is not named after Shivaji.
But talking
Shivaji.
About FC Pune City, like guess
FC
who,
Pune City.
Like guess which big player is there in FC Pune City?
Alright, Baru, who are the big players of Pune City FC?
It's FC Pune City firstly. Get
wait,
down.
Again?
Get,
didn't yeah. you say, didn't you correct me from FC Pune City?
No,
to...
you said Pune City FC.
Alright, oh, FC man. Pune City.
I'm getting into reception now.
It's Mumbai City FC and FC
Pune,
Pune
City.
City. You
oh,
need some differentiation.
Right? Alright, FC Pune City. Who are the big players?
Well, I think a fantasy favorite till a couple of years back, Shore.
Yes.
Nikhil Shore. He, I mean, he used to be a staple in my team. I'm not sure about you guys, but he was a...
He used to play for Reading, then Portsmouth.
Reading, exactly. So, he's there. Then we have Turkey's almost legend. I mean, he's the second...
Second highest scorer.
He's like, I don't know, the Ganguly of Turkey.
Tunçay. But there is one more player which I heard that has been bought really expensive.
Didier Zokora.
He used to play for Ivory Coast. And then he's a...
He was supposedly, I remember you have these FPL pundits, right? So at the start of every season, these guys are like, okay, these are the new guys to watch out for. So at this one season, it was Mark Noble and Didier Zokora were like the highlights of the season at the start. But
this was after the World Cup, I think, when, I don't know, wasn't this about 4 or 5 years ago?
Noble was like 19 or 20 at that point. Now
okay.
He's fucking old.
No, we're actually talking about this Indian
he's
guy.
He's like the Iqbal Lahore of West Ham.
Now I was talking about Lingdo.
He's the second most expensive Indian buy in this auction after Sunil Chhetri.
Oh,
he was from Bangalore City FC or FC Bangalore.
Yeah, so before the Shiv Sena equivalent of Bangalore come to you, it's actually Bengaluru FC.
Okay.
And
Shri Ram Sene.
And these guys are chilling in China last season. I mean, apparently JSW decided that ISL isn't that
big
a league for their players to be playing in. But Surprisingly, I mean, it's actually I-League itself which is under the is under fire right now.
Bharat FC, Pune FC.
Pune FC, I mean, these guys are actually on the verge of closing down. I'm surprised. Bharat FC, fine. It is the first season.
But Pune FC.
Pune FC was killing it, man. These guys are like first, second, first. I mean, I don't think there was anything wrong in their football model. But I think in I-League, it's really hard to get a business model running.
Yeah, but then there's ISL and I-League.
Yeah.
So at some point, they need to like figure out exactly what to
which do. Which is the Premier League in the country. I mean.
Yeah, exactly. They need to do that.
But I mean, for Pune, for example, I mean, I had friends who were like season ticket holders. I mean, and I knew people who were like going for the matches regularly. So I don't know where did this case go.
It's out. Actually quite sad. And they really need to sort out this I-League thing. Because I-League actually has enough loyal followers.
Yes. I mean, if you're talking only about Mohun Bagan in East Bengal, yes.
And even Bengaluru FC has loyal following and Pune FC as well.
Bengaluru FC has been around for 3 seasons. It's like the Manchester City of... you can't call these guys loyal footballers as much as you can call Arush a loyal City fan.
Right? Oh, whoa.
Cut.
So you're talking about Lindo again.
Yes. Can we get back to FC Pune City?
Yeah, I mean, I think better than... Tunche, better than Zokora, where these guys actually nailed it.
They have Adrian Mutu.
Yeah, well, Mutu is there.
But that's probably because Fiorentina owns a stake in FC Pune City.
Oh yeah, Mutu was in Fiorentina.
Oh yeah.
Interesting insight, man. Well done, Arush.
Well done. Yeah, well done, Arush.
But I think, you know, maybe the reason like so many people are coming to Pune FC Pune City is... the head coach, it's David Platt, guys. I mean,
yes. Imagine
Arsenal 98
that.
Double winner.
Isn't that like the biggest signing Pune City
it's
could have done?
It's bigger than any of these guys. Guys, I mean...
Okay, for anyone who's listening, David Platt won the league and the cup double with Arsenal.
In 98.
And then... his life just got better. He was the first assistant coach to Mancini in 2012. Till 2013.
Till 2013.
Yeah, but at what point did it get better? As in, I'm still waiting for that.
Yeah, as a player
moment,
or as a manager?
So he was a City coaching staff, sideline.
Anyway, so David Platt, he is the biggest name at FC Pune City. So they, at least from the looks of things, even before the ISL starts, FC Pune City seems... like a really good team. They have a good coach who won the league with Manchester City. There's no taking that away from him.
Yeah, he saw it. Aguero!
Exactly.
Live on the field.
Aguero? I think that was one of the... it's right up there.
Yeah, that probably... I can't think of a more dramatic ending to a season.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can't.
Seriously.
Anfield 89. I mean, we haven't seen that, but... It is one of those seasons that has actually been dramatized into an actual movie, right? Fever Pitch.
Yes, so yeah. This probably will be into... anyway, let's not move away. So that's about FC Pune City.
I think that's about it for this episode. Any closing comments from you guys?
I think firstly, talking about Indian football, I mean, my visit on the topic, I'd really like to congratulate... Aditi Chauhan, who's actually been signed by the Hammers.
Oh, yes.
Woo!
I think West Ham ladies, right now they have around 18,000 or 16,000 followers.
On Twitter.
And I think suddenly... it's going to be like at least double, I mean.
At least double.
A percentage of India can...
I'm going to follow West Ham ladies football team now in the...
I just followed them this morning. No, before I realized it, my dad's account was logged in. These guys have a thing going on right now. I mean, if you follow them, they follow you right back.
Really?
Yeah, so my dad actually got an email. West Ham ladies is following me. That's like archive. My wife should not see this.
But yeah, congratulations, Aditi. Congrats. Again.
Well done, Aditi.
Well
I mean,
done,
respect,
Aditi.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyone
I think the men's team really should learn something from our women.
I think we will get there. We will have one Park type player. Wo kya tha? Manu wala Park.
Park
Ji-soo. Park Ji-soo.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Arsenal guy. Park Chuyong.
Chuyong.
He actually got pulled back into South Korea because of his army thing that was pending. Anyway,
that's it for this episode. You can write to us or follow us on Twitter. @footytwaddle, FOOTYTWADDLE. And that's it from us. Thank you, Tanuj. And thank you, Arush. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.